ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अग्नेयान्तिमिदान्तश्च ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभु नित्यानन्दस्य अद्वैतकदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम। सो हमने अभी तक फोर्थ चैप्टर डिस्कस किए थे। सो फार वी डिस्कस फोर्थ चैप्टर वेयर मेनली वी लर्न अबाउट history of Vyasadeva. In the beginning we had summarized the first canto, where it's a general presentation that when you're talking about some conversation, this auspicious conversation of Srimad Bhagavatam, so then the place, the speaker, the hearer, the history behind them, so everything is mainly focused in the beginning of the discussion, Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's something like who actually Vyasadeva was, who actually Shukadeva Goswami is, who actually Parikshit Maharaj, and who are these sages, Saunakade sages and Sutta Goswami. When we have proper understanding about them, then the later discussion becomes more understandable. So in last chapter, fourth chapter, we heard about what is the place where Vyasadeva is staying, and what is his dissatisfaction, and what different literatures he has created, and how these four different Vedas, Upanishads and Puranas are all compiled by him. So as Prabhu said, I just summarize the six questions for chapter 4 and 5 both. I mean for all Aage Kavi, 4 and 5 both, 6 questions that we are supposed to consider for our revisions or for our understanding. It will help us. So, you want me to go slow and write, you will write them? What? Okay. What is the adhikar of the speaker and hearer? Then the second question is, what are the components of successful hearing?
Successful hearing.
Yeah. Third, describe the life of Narad in a reference to basic training. Fourth, describe the relationship between performing pure bhakti, material world, material work, and material attachment. Pure bhakti, material work, and material attachment. Fifth, why Maharaj Parikshit life was extraordinary? And continue with the same, why his activities are mentioned here? And last, analyze the cause of Srila Vyasadeva dissatisfaction. Adhikar means
quality.
Authority.
Authority of speaker here.
It's not only adhikar, it's not authority, it's quality also. More, I think it is more, you know, particular is quality.
Quality.
So these are the six questions. In our answer to the dissatisfaction, we can mention the contrast between devotee, between mentality of devotee and fruitive-minded workers. In attempt to attain satisfaction.
Mentality of devotee and materialistic person.
Fruitive-minded. In attempt to attain satisfaction.
This you are telling another question?
No, it is in the connection with the last question. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in our answer we can manage to say about contrast the between the mentality of devotee and fruitive-minded person in attempt to their attain satisfaction. So, so lastly, what we discussed, I just read one or two lines of last few slokas, text 26 to 27 of fourth chapter. O twice born Brahmanas, still his mind was not satisfied, although he engaged himself in working for the total welfare of all people. Thus, the sage, being dissatisfied at heart, at once began to reflect, because he knew the essence of religion, and he said within himself. And another quotation from Prabhupada purport, unless one is fixed in the normal condition of service, neither the Lord nor the living being can become fully satisfied. This defect was felt by him when Narad Muni, his spiritual master, reached him. Okay.
Therefore, unless...
What's that?
What you read, unless...
Unless... One is fixed.
Once I spoken?
31.
Unless one is fixed.
Yeah.
Change second one, second part sentence.
Yeah. So, in this chapter, I mean, we did not have a group discussion. So, we just want to ask this question that what general principle we are, you know, we can be drawn from Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction. What we learned, what general principle we learned from Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction. So, let's start with you.
Vyasadeva has written, initially he divided the Vedas into four, then he wrote all the Puranas, then he wrote then Upanishad, then he wrote the Itihas, then Mahabharata. Still he was not satisfied because all these things were only mundane activities he has written, Karmakandya activities. Though the name of Lord is mentioned, but hardly 1 or 2% places. That's why he was not getting satisfaction. He was thinking, after writing this also, why I am not getting satisfaction? Probably, I missed something. And probably, myself has not enough glorified Lord Sri Krishna. That may be, initially he was engaged in this, that may be the most cause of my dissatisfaction.
And what is the... In last chosen verses, what you consider to be the most important in preaching and even for our own improvement?
For preaching and own improvement, in preaching also we will tell that nowadays everybody is after dharma, not dharma, artha, kama, only artha and kama. They are earning money and sense enjoyment, they are interested. And secondly, people are interested in Devi Devta Puja. They do immediately so that they get immediate result. But they do not know what is ultimate good for them. These people, they do not know. So, as a preacher, it is our duty to convince these people that even Vyasadeva was not satisfied with doing and writing all these things. So how we can, in the age of Kali, we can be satisfied by doing this? There is no question of satisfied, getting satisfied with this. So ultimate aim is, ultimately we have to stick to Lord Krishna by reading Bhagavatam through his devotees.
Okay. You would say something? The same thing. What general principle we learn from what you, I mean, you know, it is sharing of own understanding. It may be similar to Prabhu, but it's sometimes, you know, it happens that certain things we understand in different angle.
Imagine he was dissatisfied because, as Narad Muni instructed him, that he did not.
Yeah, but he's still to come. He has not yet come.
So then I was thinking that it was the reason why he was. He didn't, because Krishna was not in the center of what he has written. He has written about many things.
The question is, what are the general principles can be drawn from the dissatisfaction of Vyasadeva, and what are the most important part we consider to be important for our own improvement as well as in preaching? I mean, he was not
like
fooled,
that.
Right? He was not fooled. Still, that is the wonderful thing. Okay. And Prabhu, you say something.
Prabhu, I will take 2 points from this case actually. First is, as our Acharya said, that there are 3 important principles. That is, Abhideya. First is Sambandha, Abhideya and Pravijaya. Sambandha is like, we understand that Sambandha which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described when he was giving instruction to Sanatana Goswami, that Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Prema are the three Mahadhana, that is three important wealth of the devotees. He was saying in the same manner like Sambandha. We have to set the relationship between Krishna. The means to achieve it is a Krishna Bhakti.
Yeah.
And the goal of life is a Krishna Prema. Sambandha, that is understanding theoretically what is Krishna and our relation with Krishna. Means to achieve it, that is Krishna Bhakti, and ultimate goal of life is Krishna Prema.
Yeah.
So, the here the same thing which was understood, which was seen in himself by Vyasadeva, that he has not achieved his real goal, that is Krishna Prema, which he supposed to give to the whole world.
Yeah.
So that was the first point.
Huh.
The second point is very important. Is that when Narad Muni was about to come to give instruction, so Vyasadeva has already understood that he there is some emptiness and he has not glorified the Lord in a enough way, like Prabhuji said. But as soon as the Narad Muni has come, he was knowing that what Narad, because he is a real disciple, he understood the mind of his Guru Maharaj. But still he has not said a single word. What he said, "Oh Gurudev, I have not, I don't know why I feel so emptiness." So he waited for the instruction of his Guru Maharaj and then he submitted himself. So in the same manner, we also have to do the same thing. We should not display our knowledge in front of our Gurudev. Whatever the Guru Maharaj gives us instruction, that we should always consider as the ultimate, and we should always wait for what Guru Maharaj giving us a word. That is the principle I
learned. What about Madam Mohan?
Here we can see the how disciple is unsatisfied about getting merciful instruction. And if disciple gets merciful instruction from the spiritual master, whatever disciple do, he will not get full satisfaction. Just like you can learn from the example, like when Nityananda Prabhu appeared. He didn't start everything unless he was ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So similarly, by this example, even though Vyasadeva was the incarnation of Lord himself, he was teaching us that without instruction of a spiritual master, disciples should not, disciples cannot do any auspicious activity. So unless he receives that mercy, he can do good to others.
Second question, what we learn to improve ourselves in this? No problem. Because Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva means the one who is guiding everyone. Until one become good disciple, one cannot become a good guru. And this is not an ordinary guru, he is Vyas, whose parampara we are following as a Vyasa Puja, you know. And so Vyas Muni Prabhu, you would say.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I would like to say that we see Vyasadeva incarnation was itself to, you know, give knowledge in the form of scriptures and everything. So nonetheless, he has to write everything. But whatever he had written till now was just as we ourselves, you know, we take birth and we, you know, live our life materially, like, you know, without guru or without any proper guidance. So same way, Vyasadeva was the, you know, he was the incarnation, so, but he was something higher than the normal being. So he had written all these good scriptures, Karma Kanda and everything. And I'm not comparing him with the normal people.
Living energy, yeah.
But just like to, you know, understanding. I'm comparing this just to understand him better. So same way that as a normal human being, he also take birth and, you know, materially he do something, he become scientist or something, this and that, everything. But still at the end we come to know that whatever the materialistic people has done so far, and people understanding them as a, you know, they have done good for the human life cycle or something, like for the human society in large. But ultimately it is not good. They have, you know, created big machines or something like that, but still it is, you know, harming the society in large. Later on we come to know. And then our this you say the quest for the, you know, better thing comes. We, after achieving all the good thing, means we come to everything, we knowing everything, space and everything, we come to know. But still we find it blank. Still, you know, scientists or something, they are feeling that they are still not able to understand who is the creator. But they, on the background, they understand themselves as a supreme. But they know everything, but still they don't know everything. The same way Vyas Dev has also created every scriptures, everything, but still he was like that blank only. So here his satisfaction was not there because he was not explained the Krishna, what was the ultimate goal of his incarnation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
He is Vyasa Muni Das. Yes, yes. That's what, you know, we learn from different understandings. You can say, Prabhuji.
I like this. Prabhupada has written here one good thing, that same thing. Now, one is fixed, unless one is fixed in the normal condition of service, one cannot be satisfied. The normal condition of service, the example which we give, the fish in the water. We think of so many things, we talk of so many things, but unless a fish comes in the water, she will not be satisfied. So that is the matter related to the natural matter, or the heart matter to the heart. So, and the matter to the heart is with the Krishna only. Vyasadeva, Savatar is actually, and Narad Muni, and very perfectly they did their role and systematically. Like Vyasadeva, like we are also preaching, but a person who is totally involved in a materialistic thing, we cannot tell him directly the Bhagavatam. We always think if we can tell directly, he will not be able to digest. So Vyasadeva also gave 1 lakh verses of Mahabharata, and in between that 700 verses he put of the Bhagavad Gita. And he thought he has put it and they will get it. People were so smart that except 700 verses, they talk about
took everything else.
They took everything else. Then he got his, that where then second step with his guru, he came to the second step. Then they enlarged these 700 verses into another 18,000.
Yeah. So in this connection, even we learn this, that the preacher should be smart enough, he should be understanding enough, that he does not repeat the mistake what Vyasadeva did. That when sometimes devotees have tendency while preaching, while giving lecture, I have seen them, devotees. They talk more on allurements of material world. I have seen some Kathakar, or Iskon Kathakar, I have seen, not Maharaj, Radha Goyal Maharaj, but some other Iskon Kathakar and some other I have seen who talk more on fruitive things and some material comfort instead of talking about pure love. Sometimes I have seen the speakers, they hired to talk about Vairagya Vidya, to get more crowd in his lecture. Sometimes they polish their language and talk. And Prabhupada never liked when you misguide people, you know, just because you want crowd, so you use some non-spiritual talks, you know. For example, you are talking about some, you know, mundane activities and more on that and less on Krishna consciousness, and you are talking more on, you know, some jokes which are, you know, husband-wife jokes, you know, family kind of husband, in the preaching, in the lecture, you know. So, this kind of, you know, once I remember, Jashwanti Nandan Prabhu was sitting next to me. There was some speaker, I don't remember who was that. There was some speaker and he was talking and I was the audience, and Prabhuji was, I was sitting with him, next to him. So, Prabhuji sometime he comments, you know, not in public, but that sometimes he talks to me, you know, that what he is talking about. So, you know, immediately Prabhuji rejected, you know, for what the hell is talking, you know, because he is very smart on philosophy and he never allows anybody talking against the principle of Krishna consciousness. So, our basic principle is taught by Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot talk anything apart from that. If somebody is trying to do that, he will not be satisfied. Or rather, he is not in the line of parampara. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj sings, parampara jana bhalo mate. Bhalo mate means, bhalo means good, mate means manner. Bhalo mate. Parampara jana bhalo mate. So, a devotee should understand the parampara, what our acharyas used to focus on, what our acharyas used to present the spiritual subject matter. So, same method we should follow. So, that's why what we learned from Vyasadeva, even though he had described all that, he was dissatisfied and he was not talking anything except Vedas. It was Vedas only. But still, he was... So that point was, I felt. And another point was, I felt that I think we discussed last time, that the emptiness of the heart cannot be, you know, recovered, cannot be washed, cannot be filled without, you know, taking Krishna consciousness. Cannot be, you know, and what, not only Krishna consciousness, 100% unalloyed devotional service, you know, pure Krishna consciousness, then only. So in this connection I thought some more, you know, what you would suggest about this. The satisfaction what we derive by pure devotional service compared to satisfaction we may get for mixed devotional service. Somebody.
Definitely satisfaction to guess. Of course, we have not peace, we have not experience. But those who are getting, like sannyasis, Guru Maharaj, what a state they are living. And 100% time they are totally devoted to Lord Krishna. And what work and what inspiration they are getting, that indicates they are 100% fully devoted and 100% unalloyed service they are doing.
Yeah.
That's why you can say that Krishnananda, whatever it is, Guru Maharaj, prayer, they are giving pleasure to Krishna.
Yes.
And indirectly they are getting pleasure. They are giving pleasure to Krishna by serving so many, doing so many things in a so different way. That's why they are giving. And subsequently, when they take sannyasa also, that the gopi bhava, vasra, the mantra, whatever they take, that also they initially they see as a devotee serving Lord Krishna, which is not different from Krishna also. But ultimately they see him as a manjari, something like that. So that is much higher, thing they are getting.
Yes.
They see seeing Guru Maharaj as a manjari serving Radharani and Krishna directly.
Yes.
That is the aim of for taking sannyas and everything.
Yes. Who else? Some other devotees.
as Prabhuji said, no, Prabhuji, we do not know what is Ahana, right? We was conserving. But in terms of, like, we have, I perform, like, mixed kind of devotional services. So, we feel satisfaction, dissatisfaction, happiness, pleasure, then sorrows, unhappiness, like that. So these words, these elements comes when somebody does the mixed kind of devotional service. But
what are the other elements come?
Number of elements. Number of elements. N number of elements. But when somebody performs the unalloyed devotional service, he do not have the element like satisfaction, dissatisfaction. He just keep on doing it.
Okay.
And he is so much attached to it, or not exactly attached, he is involved or engrossed in that situation so much that he doesn't know what is pleasure, pain and all other things.
He is totally submerged.
Yes, so totally submerged.
Samadhi. So, yes. Yes.
We are not experienced, but
that's no need to say. Everyone is saying same. No need to say that. Yeah.
But in temple, I got so many services of different sannyasis. Those were coming, so I can share there what I have experienced by seeing all of those great souls. Like they are always engaged in some or other activities in related to Krishna, related to their disciples and their problems like that. And they are always, I have seen that they don't hanker for anything like that. They are satisfied with whatever they have, their paraphernalia. Like one sannyasi was there, he was very satisfied that we were worshipping deities, 6 hours he was worshipping the deities. And the studying shastras, scriptures, and giving one lecture. And when I went to give him prasadam, so he mixed all the rasbagin, one plate and ate in just 10 minutes. People are satisfied with it. So their real purpose, their real aim is to satisfy spiritual master, satisfy Krishna. And in their satisfaction, they are satisfied. Yeah. They don't hanker for anything like, I want this, I want that. I will get unhappy if you are not giving me like this. I want my boss on time.
Yeah.
If some other being missed to give them clothes, they are okay, no problem, you can give it on time.
Good. Or who else? Anybody else?
Yeah, these duties, pure duties and general duties also, why we are attracted to the Krishna conscious people, because we find these people not diplomatic as the other we are not now, because we know these people tell the things very straightforward in a simple way, what is the, and other people we have to think our mind that what actually is meaning is there. So the duties are very simple. So, and they are not dumbi and
plates.
They are very simple. And the same thing goes higher level at the pure duties. No.
Yeah.
So we are naturally attracted to them.
So you say something?
Yeah. Means the first part is told by everyone. Second part, I will say that. Everybody, every devotee has to, see himself from inner heart that what they are doing is unalloyed service or not. Because from outside, we see as that every devotee is good or he himself also showing that he is good. But inside me only, I know that I am going wrong or right. So every devotee has to, follow the spiritual master instructions very carefully and ask themselves only that whether they are doing the service unalloyed or not. Only then they can reach up to the unalloyed service.
That means that a disciple,
like nobody can say that whether that person is doing 16 rounds or not.
Yeah, it is individual effort, it's individual
his
responsibility
that
Yes. That means even person has become a scholar, if he has become a great preacher, if he has become a wonderful, you know, manager, but unless and until he is not properly in line with the mood of his spiritual master, he cannot be successful. For Rupa Goswami, we sing Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, the one who understood the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. So, we always need a guru like Narad, to whom we can surrender and we can actually understand what my problem is. So we discussed a little bit about this thing last time, but it's a very subtle thing. Why I am feeling subtle is because the perfection level of a disciple, you know, it is something which takes time to come, you know. Perfection level of a disciple. And for that he is continually, you know, continuously is trying to do that, the perfection level of disciple. And what is the perfection level of disciple? Is to understand the mind of spiritual master. And do exactly in accordance. Exactly. So in that case, no scholarship will help, no expertise of any other skill will help. The only, and yes, that point too, somebody said, one has to totally surrender to the spiritual master. Totally surrender. Totally surrender means when Guru says it's day, it's day. Guru says it's night, it's night. But when the devotees, they start becoming familiar with the spiritual master and start, you know, putting argument to their own spiritual master, that is, you know, even the worst situation. It's better ignorant than argument to spiritual master.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah, familiarity breeds. Yeah, so that's it. So just one more question coming in the mind, then we start chapter 5th. One more question is that why Vyasadeva felt this dissatisfaction? Even though we know, we'll discuss about that he did not do this, but then why he did not do this? I mean, this is what I have. I mean, I thought once, but still, if you have something else to say.
Might be you want to glorify his spiritual master, because of him he is writing Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Not by his own.
Yes, that can be a valid reason. You know, he wants to give credit to Narad. Yes, what else?
Waiting his spiritual master to guide. What way he can? He can mention Lord. He has written so many things, but he may not be finding from where to start and where to end, what to write and what not to write. I have written so many things. That means he must be waiting for spiritual master to guide him so that he can write in a proper way, in what sequence wise. And literally, once a Guru Maharaj gives his to Krishna Sakti Vinay. So until and unless he is guided by the spiritual master through the Krishna, so he will not get enough potency, though he is a Satyavasabhita avatar, but still.
That is very point.
Still.
That is very important, yes.
Satyavasabhita avatar, but still he requires some guidance from the spiritual master. That's why Krishna also, though he is supreme of all, but still he has to go to a spiritual master to learn everything. That
may be Acharya does not make any mistake, right? Acharya Brahma Pramad Vipralipsa Karana Pato आशयविज्ञ वाक्य नहीं दोष है ये सब ब्रह्म प्रमाद विपरीत लिप्सा करना बट ऑफ दिस फोर डिफेक्ट्स आर नॉट फाउंड इन आचार्य. सो दैट मीन्स वन ऑफ दिस वी लर्न दैट इवन आचार्य नीड्स अनदर आचार्य सुपीरियर आचार्य टू फॉलो द सबॉर्डिनेट आचार्यस आई मीन टू गाइड द सबॉर्डिनेट आचार्यस. If we, you know, this is what we learn. One acharya is taking guidance from superior acharya to guide the subordinate acharyas and all our acharyas. Yes. Anybody else? Anything else?
It's because he wanted to teach us that even you have studied all the scriptures, even though you have done so many, but without the mercy of the spiritual master.
Yeah, that is also because Vyas is teacher. And teacher sometimes gives his own example.
Purposely they can make this is Leela also by both.
Yes.
In his case he wrote all the scriptures. In our case we write
unlimited things.
By reading we can understand.
So in short, one can, you can say something, you would say something.
Yeah, so glorify Bhagavatam, ultimately people should come to the Bhagavatam, Nirmal Puranam, how is Nirmal
Puranam? Yes, nice point, Nirmala, Purana is Nirmala, Nirmala means Jnana Karma Adi Anavritam, is Anavritam. Even a slight touch of any material or even jnana or karma, anything, even slightly touch, it is not pure devotional service.
And this incident can be compared with Arjuna's condition in the first chapter when he was bewildered.
Yeah.
Although he was in direct touch with Krishna. And before
this incident, Vyasdeva also might have written the same Bhagavad Gita. So he should have got some greatness from that part. That's why he was not satisfied. Sometimes Yoga Maya also bewildered, like Parikshit Maharaj, in the case of Parikshit Maharaj. You know, Yoga Maya also bewildered Vyasadeva. So ultimately, Narada is required for every devotee, for everyone. You know, a spiritual master is required. So in short, one cannot be successful at any moment without the help of spiritual master. May it be Vyasadeva himself. So, and now, you know, it is individual, our individual duty is that we focus on instruction of spiritual master and the emptiness, what we have, as you said, there are many elements, what we see because of mixed devotional service, that sometimes devotional service is mixed with desires, material desires, karma, jnana karma. So that devotional service is mixed, and that's why the bad elements are in our behavior, and different you know problem like irsha, dvesha, because right now I talk more on irsha, dvesha and all subtle issues, because the devotees are more on subtle things than the gross thing. Gross, they have already, you know, left long back, our devotees, you know, every one of us, you know, gross problem we have left long back. But the subtle things are still in mind, you know, like it takes long time. But this dissatisfaction is because of not having Krishna 100%. Yes. So at least we start 5th chapter and let us talk about 5th chapter, Narad Muni's visit.
Like close point very much.
What's that?
He said, no, that we ultimately want to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, actually.
Yeah.
Like, package actually, you know.
Yes.
Even in material world, say if something is coming, something is coming. Nowadays we are seeing the Pankaj Aveche, lot of news. So, you know, it creates interest among the public.
Yes.
So, similarly, I think interest is also created in the devotees ki now which special scripture is coming.
Yes.
And which is the ultimate goal of life.
Yeah. In the connection with the same dissatisfaction, Vyasadeva's problem is the same essential problem each soul in the material world face, alienation. Naturally, all souls trapped in matter feel dissatisfied, lonely and empty, because all of them are separated from Krishna activities, from Krishna. Activities performed in this material realm, from shopping to intoxication, from humanitarianism to nationalism, are simply to condition. Simply the conditioned souls attempt to relieve that emptiness. So we are trying to just fill that emptiness by unlimited thing. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his book, you know, Navadvip Mahatmya, that emptiness, we are trying to fill with emptiness with everything else than Krishna consciousness. Everything else. That includes pravritti marg, nivritti marg, giving up all work, you know, and going to, you know, vairagya, impersonalism, shunyavad, everything else. That is, we are trying to fill with that. But none of those activities go to the heart of the matter, and therefore none of them then can deny the emptiness. The only thing that can relieve the conditioned soul's sense of alienation is the re-establishment of their constitutional relationship with Krishna. Even writing spiritual masterpieces as Vyasadeva's example shows can replace, no activity can replace alienation with a lasting sense of completeness. Nothing short of devotedly serving and glorifying Krishna can deeply satisfy the soul. So, Last time when we discussed, that time also I mentioned this point, that every devotee wants satisfaction. So it is our individual, you know, homework that how to identify the area what, you know, we are lacking to satisfy ourselves in 100% in connection to this. So, and there are many, and I have seen all the devotees, you know, some dissatisfaction, some sadness, some disappointment, some frustration, some, you know, anxiety in the mind of devotees are there because of this emptiness. There is something is lacking which is, you know, stopping us to get that satisfaction. Which satisfaction is which is directly connecting to the heart. That satisfaction is required. And that is guaranteed. Once we realize this and start working on it, the satisfaction levels goes on top. We are very much satisfied with everything. And satisfaction also brings, now Narada Muni says, what actually satisfaction is. So we can start the next chapter, first 7th sloka.
First 7th sloka, Sutta Goswami says, "Thus the sage amongst the gods, Narada, comfortably seated, leperantly smiling, addressed the receipt among the brahmanas, Vedavyas."
How we can go for all seven?
Yeah,
only all 7 slokas.
Then Narada said, addressing Vyasadeva, the son of Parasara, Narada inquired, "Are you satisfied by identifying with body or mind as objects of self-realization? Your inquiries are full and your studies were also well fulfilled, and there is no doubt that you have prepared a great and wonderful work, Bhavartha, which is full of all kinds of Vedic sequences elaborately explained.
you have fully delineated the subject of impersonal Brahman as well as knowledge derived from them, therefrom. Why should you be despondent in spite of all this thinking that you are undone, my dear Prabhu? So Vyasadev said, all you have said about me is perfectly correct. Despite all this, I am not pacified. I therefore question you about the root cause of my dissatisfaction. For you are a man of unlimited knowledge due to your being the offspring of one Brahma, which is self-born without mundane father and mother. My Lord, everything that is mysterious is known to you because you worship the creator and destroyer of the material world and the maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to three modes of material nature. Like the sun, your goodness can travel everywhere in the three worlds. Like the air, you can penetrate the internal regions of everyone. As such, you are as good as all the pervasive super soul. Please, therefore, find out the deficiency in me, despite my being absorbed in the transcendence under disciplinary regulations and vows.
It's wonderful. The very first thing, you know, as soon as he came, Narad came, so Vyasadev welcomed him. That is the proper way of. Interesting thing is that Narad came at the right moment. You know, he is famous for that. He comes at the right point, right moment. And our spiritual master and Prabhupada, they also come at the right moment. At the right moment. And whatever difficulty a disciple is facing, and if he thinks or remembers the instruction of the spiritual master, that at once he gets the answer. At once. So in other words, all the disciples should have this kind of relationship with the spiritual master, that as soon as you need a help of Guru, you know, you have that connection between your heart and the heart of spiritual master. You know, that connection can be established. And it is not impossible or it is not that difficult. One cannot do it. If one can, one keeps trying, then spiritual master inspire also from inside. You know, because one of the name of spiritual master is Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru is Paramatma, and Chaitanya Charitamrita says both are same. The external spiritual master, I mean outside, and the internal spiritual master, Chaitya Guru, both are same. So whatever Guruji wants to say from outside, he can say the same thing from inside. Or whatever is coming from inside, he can say from outside. And there is nothing hidden from Paramatma. At the same time, there is nothing hidden from your external Guru. I mean, your outside Guru. Nothing is hidden. Even though you may try, nothing is hidden. So this connection is wonderful connection that and we ask the, and what is Prabhupada saying? He appeared there and smayaniva means he was smiling. Vyasadeva, he was smiling at Vyasadeva. Narada was smiling. And also it is wonderful to learn that Narada did not, you know, he did not say, okay, Vyasadeva, let me know what had happened to you, what's wrong with you, okay, tell me the whole history, let me learn from you, nothing. Very first moment he answered, very first moment, are you satisfied? Very first moment. And we don't find any other record of any other discussion, you know, before this sentence. What he said, are you satisfied? By what? By identifying with the body or the mind as objects of self-realization. To the point. Clear is a perfect doctor. Immediately find out exactly what is your problem. What does it mean? Identifying the body or the mind with the object of self-realization. What does it mean? What do you mean to say?
Self-realization simply with the soul.
Yeah.
Like it is a person, but he is identifying the body and mind. It is the matter.
Yes. And why body and mind? Because he has discussed more on
body and mind.
Body and mind. Lot of. I mean, it was not there. Vyasadeva did not talk about Krishna. It's not there, you know. It was not like this. He talked, but very less. Very less he talked. So, it was almost hidden, you know. As if like there are 1,000 entries. Only one entry is different than others, then what you are lost. Where is that entry? Yeah.
Already you are confused, you make more confused.
Yeah. So instead, you have increased the confusion of others. One of the lecture I heard, Yashmajan, long back, he was talking about the same incidents. And he shared his realization about this. What he understood. He said that Narad Muni practically chastised Vyasadeva. Practically. I mean, it's not that, you know, shouted and all, but practically he totally, you know, proved him a fool. Yes. So, that's what, you know, Narad Muni did. I mean, that is natural, and that is what actually, he told me once that I showed him once one photo, you know, where Prabhupada was sitting on a sofa, and Yashomadhinandan Prabhu sitting on a chair next to Prabhupada. Impossible, he said. How can me sitting on chair in front of Prabhupada? Impossible. I mean, we were just talking. So he said, maybe just like that. Then he said, no. The same thing what I learned from him is the same thing what I learned from others. Prabhupada disciples have very deep regards for Prabhupada. Very deep love for Prabhupada. And that is what actually a disciple should be. No. So, Narada Prabhupada says in this purport that Vyasadeva, Narada already gave a hint, you know, about what Vyasadeva was, you know, facing the problem. Last line of the purport.
One cannot be cheerful by nature unless one is effectually seated in self-realization, which is transcendental to the material body.
Yes.
And mind. Material body and mind.
Yes. And Kashyapavi Suryatma Seva and third sloka Jignasitam Mahatma. Since you have prepared great and wonderful works, Mahabharata is full of Pandavas. Here Prabhupada in the purport writes, then the next purport Prabhupada writes another important point. What is that?
The despondency of Vyasadeva was certainly not due to his lack of sufficient knowledge, because as a student he had fully inquired about the Vedic literatures. as a result of which the Mahabharata is compared with the full explanation of the Vedas.
Yeah. He was well versed. Totally. The fourth sloka. Well, what time we are supposed to end? It's already 9:40. We should end it.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes we can extend. Yeah, no problem. So we can stop it. The fourth sloka, we already read up to 7, but fourth sloka, we will discuss about Jiva Goswami's commentary. Jiva Goswami commentary on this. That we'll discuss next time. Very wonderful commentary Jiva Goswami has given in connection to this 7th sloka. He has given one very wonderful aspect of it is something, what I felt is something like adding a flavor in our Krishna conscious activities, and a flavor of love. When we add this flavor of love in all our activities, then we will have a completely different experience of bhakti. It will be completely different what we are experiencing now, more or less, but it will be completely different experience of devotional service, what we will start executing that in that line. That we'll discuss next time. Stop there. Can you stop this? I was going.